Good and dear friends, I suspect you're like most everyone else. After hearing that gospel, we're questioning exactly what we should hear in it. So is Jesus praising this dishonest steward for acting shrewdly and being dishonest? No, he's not praising his dishonesty. He's praising the effort when he got the sense that his job was in trouble, danger. He acted in a way that he knew to prepare for his future. So he is praising his response to knowing that he was found out. So how would that apply to us directly? Well, you know what? If we're found out that we've been living in sin and there's the reconciliation room and we know that we don't know when our end's going to come, we should be running there like he ran to the debtors to get our future ready by doing what we ought to do. So he's saying that those of the world take these matters in a way better than those of the children of light, the children of the world. They know how to get out of the world what they need. He has homes now open for him when he loses his job. He has people that think well of him. But Jesus says a phrase, it's perhaps with some sarcasm, that he says about having eternal place to live with the friends. So it says, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Well, he's kind of saying that sarcastically because the steward wasn't making eternal dwellings. He was making earthly dwellings, some place to live and eat and be taken care of. So he's talking about the eternal dwelling that we know we should be ready for. Are we as shrewd to be ready for that end? Are we quick to go to confession? Are we quick to make it a priority to go to Mass so that we are in a state of readiness? So he says, look, we can't serve two masters. We cannot serve both God and mammon. And mammon isn't just money. Earthly material goods. We can worship money. We can idolize property and wealth and having what we need. But that doesn't last for eternity. That just lasts for worldly length. Are we busy accumulating things for heaven? And how do we do that? How do we do that? We do that the way we hear in the next parable that follows this one. About the rich man in violet vestments that ate and drank sumptuously while Lazarus, the poor man, sat at his doorstep. And when their end came, Lazarus was with Abraham and the rich man was in burning flames. And he says, why don't you send Lazarus to dip his finger just in a drop of water? Because it's so hot here. And he said, we can't change. We can't go over to you and you can't come to us. And he's saying, your actions determined where you went. If he would have used his earthly wealth to feed Lazarus, that generosity to Lazarus would have made him end on the other side. And that's kind of what the steward in this parable is doing. He probably overcharged all these debtors. And so he just took out his portion that he charged them extra. So he's finally using the wealth that he was hoarding to benefit himself by being generous to others. And it wasn't a pure intention of, I care for the poor. We as Christians should want to do that, not simply because we have our necks in a wringer. We should see all that we have that is earthly good and wealth is meant to be generously shared with those in need. And that's how we prepare for eternal homes. The one we want to be at is the one that's not so hot. It's eternal joy with God. If we hoard our earthly wealth and we do everything as we heard in that first reading, did you catch that? We can't wait till the Sabbath is over. We can't wait till we can mess up our scales so that we get a few extra cents. And they probably thought, we just set it, you know, a half a pound off. That's just a small thing. Well, Jesus addresses that too. Those who are dishonest in small things will be dishonest in big things. Brothers and sisters, what are we working for? What is our priority to be ready for? Is it for paying taxes next year? Is it for getting the next thing that I think will make me happy? Or are we using what we have to prepare for eternity by being generous with what God has blessed us with, by caring for those who are in need and generously sharing our mammon with them instead of worshiping our mammon instead of God? This is the call for you and I. Be intentional in preparing for that time where we will meet the Lord. We don't want to end up like the rich man that ate sumptuously and never fed Lazarus. We want to see Lazarus as our opportunity to do what the Lord has asked us to do, to make ourselves ready to receive what he wants to give to us. His very love and life and eternal presence with him in heaven. So let us be quick to give. Let us be intentional and cautious of not letting anything become more important than being faithful to God and loving our brothers and sisters.